Krishna Book, Canto 20, Prayers by the Personified Vedas, Chapter 87, Scene 13, How to Understand the Supreme Source of Creation. By the process of self-realization or God-realization, through fruitive activities, philosophical speculation, or mystic yoga, one cannot actually approach the supreme source of everything. When the creation is completely terminated, when there is no existence of the Vedas, no existence of material time, no existence of the gross and subtle material elements, and when all the living entities are in their non-manifest stage, resting within Lord Narayana, then all these manufactured processes become null and void and cannot act. Devotional service, however, is eternally going on in the eternal spiritual world. Therefore, the only factual process of self-realization or God-realization is devotional service. And if one takes to this process, then he or she takes to the real process of God-realization. Srila Sridhar Swami has therefore composed a verse in this regard. Kvahang budyadi sangrudha kvaccha bhuman mahastava dina bandho daya sindho bhakti me nrihare disha. This conveys the idea that the supreme source of everything, the supreme personality of Godhead, is so great and unlimited that it is not possible for the living entity to understand him by any material acquisition. Therefore, everyone should pray to Lord Krishna to be engaged in his devotional service eternally, so that by the grace of Lord Krishna, one can understand the supreme source of creation. The supreme source of creation, the Supreme Lord himself, reveals himself only to the devotees. In the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says to Arjuna, Sa evayam maya tedya yoga prokta puratanaha bhaktosi me sakha cheti rahasyam hi etad uttamam. My dear Arjuna, because you are my devotee, and because you are my intimate friend, I shall therefore reveal to you the process of understanding me. In other words, the supreme source of creation, the supreme personality of Godhead, cannot be understood by one's own endeavor. We have to please him with devotional service, and then Krishna will reveal himself to us. Then we can understand Krishna to some extent. Thus ends Chapter 87, Scene 13, How to Understand the Supreme Source of Creation. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.